You got a tech. Okay, perfect. Oh, geez. Okay, well, you'll. Got it. Okay. Good morning.
早上好。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
So, the reason I say that again is because some of you weren't here last week.
你们有些人在上周的时候在这里。
And last week, what I talked about, and what I always do every year,
我每年会做的事情,
I kind of try to start off the new year with something encouraging or to build you up for the rest of the year.
会在一年的开始来鼓励大家。
And today is no different.
今天我会有些不同。
And so today I want to ask the question is, how do we continue to live a life of faith in this world when I think the world sometimes is very discouraging?
今天我要讲的是我们如何在一个让人有些沮丧的现实世界里继续过一个信心的生活。
Because on the news, when we read the news every day, there's just so much death, there's so much heartbreak, there's a lot of brokenness in this world.
我们每天读到的新闻，我们看到这个世界上有如此多的死亡、痛苦、破碎，还有一些不公。
And especially this week, because we have stories like what happened in Fort Lauderdale.
尤其是这周我们都知道在劳德大尔堡发生的事情。
We have the, it's where the shooting happened at the airport.
劳德大尔堡的机场发生了枪击案。
And we have especially really disturbing was also the story of the four young black people that tortured the special needs white kid.
我们也知道在芝加哥有四个黑人的孩子他们折磨一个残疾的白人孩子。
And so in our world, there's every day there's these things that happen that so discourage us, that can so make us ask questions and make us wonder if God's really there.
所以这些事情常常会让我们非常的沮丧，也让我们怀疑神到底在哪里。
And I think when we read today the story of Abraham, in many ways, Abraham's story is in a season of his life where the pressures around him push on him and make him ask the same questions.
今天我们看到亚伯拉罕的故事，他也是处在人生中这样一个时节，他周遭的环境，给了他很大的压力，让他也产生了类似的怀疑。
And so the question I want you to think about is, how does Abraham, continue to live a life of conviction, of faith, in the midst of this world where it's very discouraging?
我们来看亚伯拉罕如何在这个怀疑的迷雾中继续过一个信心的生活。
Because we all know.That Abraham is connected to three major world religions.
我们知道，亚伯拉罕是世界上三大宗教的一个重要人。
Right, to the Jewish faith especially.
尤其对于犹太教来说。
To the Christian faith.
对于基督教。
And even in the Muslim faith.
对于穆斯林信仰来说，他也是很重要的。
And so the story of Abraham, he is a hero.
所以他是一个英雄。
How does he always stay faithful? How does he continue to worship God in the midst of all these pressures?
他是如何一直保持信心的呢？他是如何一直在这个怀疑的迷雾当中，来坚定他的信心？
And so the question I want to push for you guys is, how can we also have a similar faith, a confidence in God?
我要挑战大家的问题也是，你们如何继续过一个有信心的生活？
Because it's so easy to ask, to doubt.
因为要怀疑，要质问是很简单的。
Because the idea of doubt is the idea that you feel uncertainty about something.
因为怀疑就是你对某些事物感到不确定。
Or you lack conviction about something.
或者你缺乏一些确信。
And over the last, especially the last half a year,
在过去半年中
I've kind of had a lot of conversations with a lot of young brothers and sisters that cover the subject of doubt.
我与很多的年轻的弟兄姊妹有过关于这个怀疑的一些谈话。
It is a famous French philosopher, scientist, teacher, mathematician named René Descartes. He said this.
一个有名的法国哲学家笛卡尔说了这样一段话。
If you would be a real seeker after truth, it is necessary that at least once in your life you doubt, as far as possible, all things.
他说就是说，如果你真的是一个寻求真理的人，那么，你可以最大限度的怀疑一切是必要的，哪怕只有一次。
And so I think everyone struggles with doubt.
所以每个人都有这个疑虑的挣扎。
If you're Christian, if you're not Christian, we all have doubt.
不管你是不是基督徒，你都会与疑虑挣扎。
And I think we wonder if it's okay to doubt sometimes.
有的时候这个也是 okay 的。
Or we wonder if it's okay.
okay, 我们有的时候会想，这个，怀疑是不是 okay 的。
And so today we're going to go through the text and we're going to explore three questions about doubt.
我们今天来看这段经文，然后来思考三个问题。
The truth about what doubt is.
第一是关于怀疑的真相。
The truth about doubt, the overcoming of doubt. How do you overcome it?
第二是战胜怀疑。
And the last is how we are responding to doubt. How do we respond to doubt?
第三是我们如何回应这种疑虑。
Okay, and so let me pray for us, and we'll begin.
首先我们来一起祷告。
Father God,
亲爱的天父
，Lord, we thank you so much for this time to gather as a family.
我们为这样团聚的时间向你献上感谢。
That we can gather as a people to worship you, the Almighty Sovereign God.
我们是作为至上主的孩子来到这里，一起来敬拜你。
And Lord, we thank you for the message that comes through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
感谢你通过你的儿子耶稣基督给我们这样的好消息。
We ask that, Father, we would hear that good news today and we would believe in you.
主啊，愿我们听到你的声音，可以来信靠你。
Perhaps some of us here come with a few doubts.
也许有些人带着怀疑来到这里。
For some of us come here with a lot of doubts.
也许有的人有很多很多的怀疑。
I pray that we would come and find comfort with you.
希望我们来靠近你，在你中找到安慰。
We ask that you would move mightily and powerfully through your Holy Spirit.
求你圣灵大有能力的在我们当中运行。
And may you work to bring your mighty and beautiful work to be displayed here today.
求你的功能够彰显在我们中间。
I'm thankful that I get to see a lot of new faces and regular faces returning from school.
我看到一些熟悉或者新的面孔，他们重新回到学校。
And I just pray that Lord, you by your Spirit would move and meet each of us as we gather.
主啊，求你亲自的来触动我们，来遇见我们。
In Jesus Christ, that we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
So what is the truth about doubt? What is the truth about doubt?
所以什么是关于疑惑的真相？
And what I want you to see is what happens to Abraham in Genesis 15. It tells a story about how doubt works in our lives.
我们在创世纪第十五章中看到疑虑是如何在我们的生活中发生作用的。
And I want you to today we're going to look first of all at the first 8 verses of Genesis 15.
我们首先来看十五章的前八节。
Because what happens here was when you read the first 8 verses.It opens with a very interesting statement by God.
这章的头八节我们看到它是以耶和华的一个宣告而开始的。
It says here, the Lord says to Abraham in verse 1, Fear not, Abraham. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great.
我们看到耶和华说亚伯兰不要惧怕我是你的盾牌必大大的赏赐你。
And the question is, Abraham, why are you afraid? Why is Abraham afraid?
首先为什么亚伯兰要惧怕呢?
Why is he so scared?
他为什么害怕?
And the only way you'll understand this is if I explain a little bit of what happened before this in chapter 14.
要理解这个我们必须知道之前一章第十四章发生了什么。
Because in chapter 14, Abraham had just moved to a new land.
我们看第十四章亚伯拉罕刚刚进入了一块新的领地。
He had brought his nephew with him.
他同样带上了他的侄子。
I think his brother's son, so it's his nephew, Lot.
他带上了罗德。
And in chapter 14, there's a story of how these four kings were going around and they were beating up all the other kings in the area.
在第十四章，我们看到四个国王与其他五个国王征战。
And like he beats the five kings, and he basically what he does is he takes over. They take a bunch of the people. They capture a lot of people, and that includes Lot.
我看到四王不仅打败了五王，而且他们还抢掠了很多的人，这其中就包括罗德。
So Abraham hears about this, and it's his nephew.
亚伯拉罕知道自己的侄子被掳去了。
So he raises up 318 soldiers with him, his servants.
所以他带来了三百多个勇士。
And the 319 of them, they 319, I guess, they all go and they rescue Lot.
他带着这三百多个家奴，营救了罗德。
They don't just save Lot. They actually get most of the stuff back.
他们不仅救了人，而且还抢回了很多的财物。
And where we are in chapter 15 is the spot after this has all happened.
所以第十五章就是紧接着这个故事发生的。
That's why there's fear, because he's afraid that the kings will retaliate.
所以他害怕什么呢？就是害怕这些国王会报复他。
And what does God do when he's afraid?
所以主在他害怕的时候做了什么呢？
It says, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision.
这个时候我们看到的是耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说。
And this statement is really interesting because we've heard this before, but usually it's in the prophets. It's later in the text. This is the first time directly to Abraham, the word of the Lord comes. That quote.
其实我们在先知书里经常会看到这样司空见惯的话，就是耶和华的话临到某人，但是这里是耶和华的话第一次临到亚伯拉罕。
What it shows is that God reveals something with clarity, with a voice to Abraham.
这是很少有的，耶和华以非常清晰的声音来对耶和华讲话。
So it's really special.
所以非常特别。
And the question in verse 3 is, how does Abraham respond to God's encouragement?
我们来看第三节，亚伯拉罕是如何回应上帝的话的。
Can you just read it in Chinese?
第三节，亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
So the first thing Abraham responds is not like, God, thank you so much for giving me protection. He doesn't say that.
所以亚伯拉罕他的回应不是说，主啊，感谢你一直保守我。
He complains.
他的第一句话是抱怨。
His first thing he says is, hey, in the past you promised me that I'll have kids. Where is the kids?
他的第一句话就是你曾经应许我我有子嗣，但是现在这个孩子在哪里呢？
Do you see the doubt he has?
你看到他的疑虑了吗？
He has no confidence in God, this uncertainty.
他对上帝缺少信心，缺少确信。
And I want you to see how God responds in verse 4-5.
我们来看第四到第五节，上帝是如何回应他的疑虑的。
And what does it say in verse? Just read verse 4.
第四节，耶和华又有话对他说。
Oh, verse 4 and 5. Can you read both, please? Yeah.
这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。于是领他走到外边，说：“你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”
And I want you to look at the next slide. This is one of my favorite childhood comics, Calvin and Hobbes.
这是我小时候最喜欢的漫画。
And this is like this is actually my wallpaper, but it's the idea of the infinite, right? You're looking at the stars. You see the immensity of life, creation.
我们大概可以有个概念，繁星是多么的，众多，宇宙是多么无限。
And I like this imagery that God uses in Genesis chapter 15.
这就是上帝在这里用的一个画面。
Because what God says is, I will provide for you more than you could possibly count children.
上帝对他说的就是，我给你的供应是你数不过来的。
And I want you to see the imagery is God is like putting his arm around Abraham and saying, I have you. I'm going to be there for you. I keep my promises. Don't worry.
所以实际上神其实就是亲自的来抱住亚伯拉罕，来劝慰他，对他说，我懂你，我会保护你的。
And in Abraham's response is he believes in verse 6.
我们看第六节，亚伯兰就信耶和华。
And it was counted to him as righteousness.
耶和华就以此为他的义。
That's really special too. We all know that. Theologically, that's the place where we can see God's grace shows his grace and we respond in faith. It's a very big testimony later on.
在这里我们可以看到上帝的恩典。
But right after this, God says another statement.
在这之后上帝又有一个另外的应许。
Verse 7.
第七节，耶和华又对他说：“我是耶和华，曾领你出了加勒底的吾尔，又要将这地赐你为业。”
And what he says is, God is like, look what I have done for you, look what I will continue to do for you, right? I did this for you, and I'm going to promise that I will do this for you in the future, give you this land.
所以上帝在这里说，我曾经实现了我的应许，在未来我也将继续。信守我的承诺。
And in verse 8, Abraham responds again with doubt.
第八节，亚伯拉罕又再一次以怀疑作为回应。
Yeah, he says, How am I to know that I shall possess it?
第八节说，亚伯兰说，主耶和华，你怎我怎能知道必得这地为业呢？
And I want you to see that from verses 1 to 8, this conversation between Abraham and God it teaches us a lot about doubt.
我们来看第一到第八节的这段对话，我们可以看到很多关于怀疑的真相。
That doubt, first of all, is unavoidable.
首先，怀疑是不可避免的。
It never goes away.
他从来不离开我们。
Because Abraham is already a man of faith.
因为亚伯拉罕已经是很有信心的一个人。
Because if you read in Genesis 12, Abraham was living in a different place.
我们如果来看创世纪的第十二章，亚伯拉罕是离开了他的本地本族。
And God just simply says, I need you to go to this place. You need to go.
上帝就是呼召他要去进入这片土地。
And if you're here as a student or an immigrant,And you've left your country, you know this is a hard thing to do.
如果你也是一个留学生或者有这样移民的经历，你会明白这是一个非常艰难的一个选择。
But you go for a purpose, right? To get an education, to more opportunities. You choose to do it, right?
但你离开的时候，你明白你的目的，你自己这是你自己选择的。你来到这里是为了教育或者别的什么目标。
But Abraham goes simply on faith.
但是亚伯拉罕仅仅是出于信心。
He walks.Away from his country, his culture, his people, his family, he leaves it all.
他离开了他本地本族，他的父家，他抛在身后抛下了一切。
So in many ways, I think he's already a person of faith.
所以他已经是一个很有信心的人。
And even after God had just said, "I will provide for these things for you, show you the stars," he still doubts.
即便上帝已经指给他看你的后裔会像天上的众星一样繁多，他仍然有怀疑。
And there will always be a time in your life.Where you will struggle with doubt. There's no question. We doubt about a lot of small things.
同样不可避免的，你人生的某一刻，你也会有这样怀疑的挣扎。
And at times that can be an existential doubt as well.
你甚至会有这种存在感的危机。
So that's my first point. Doubt is unavoidable. It's a reality in our lives.
所以首先，怀疑是不可避免的，它是我们现实生活的一部分。
And then the second thing is that the idea that doubt isn't just wrong or just right.
第二，我要说的是，怀疑不是简单是，对的，或者简单是错的。
You see, when Abraham asks, "How will I know?" in verse 8, does God get mad at him for asking again?
所以我们看第八节，亚伯兰再一次提出了怀疑。这个时候，上帝对他发怒了吗
？He doesn't.
上帝没有发怒。
Get mad at him, right? He still answers him. He still works with him.
上帝还是回应了他。
Yeah, and I want you to see there's an example of this. Actually, even Jesus does this in John chapter 20.
我们看到在约翰福音第二十章，耶稣也做过类似的事。
I forgot the verses, but the story is between Jesus when he first has resurrected, he encounters Thomas, the disciple.
我们看到这一章里面，耶稣复活以后遇到了多疑的多马。
And Thomas is doubting, and does Jesus say, like, I don't want to talk to you anymore because you doubted me?
多马这时候已经不想跟主说话了。
Jesus, what does Jesus do? Jesus says, touch my hands. Look at my hands and feet. Touch them. See that I'm real. I resurrected.
这时候主耶稣做的事就是让多马来亲自来摸他的脚，他的手，来看到他是真实的。
And he tells him, you need to believe.
告诉他你需要相信。
You see, doubt isn't discouraged, but doubt is not also encouraged, right?
我们看到我们不鼓励我们不打击但也不鼓励怀疑。
And so I think that leads us to make us ask the question, how does doubt usually viewed in our world today?
那我们今天的世界是如何看待怀疑这个事情
呢? I think there's two ways that we often look at people that struggle with doubt.
我们通常有两种角度来看怀疑的人。
The person that sees the world as very black and very white.
那些看世界非黑即白的人。
Most of the time, my experience is they consider doubt to be very bad. How can you be doubting in the gray area?
他们觉得怀疑是非常糟糕的。
Did you fail something? Did you make a mistake? Maybe you just have poor thinking.
他们会问你是不是失败了，是不是做了什么很糟糕的事情。
I think a lot of times Christians may feel the pressure that you can't talk about your struggles, your doubt, your questions.
基督徒有的时候也会有这样的压力，你不敢说出。你的问题，你不敢说出你的疑虑。
But the problem is, it makes people less willing to be truthful, prophetic about what they're really struggling with.
这样的问题就是你有的时候会让会让大家很难 再做到坦诚，做到真诚。
And I want to generalize, but I'm not generalizing. But some churches are like that.
但很多教会就是这样。
And so people in the culture, the community, don't feel safe to talk about what they struggle with.
这些教会里的会众就不太愿意来说出自己的疑虑。
So that's one way. The other way is that you can see everything as very murky. Nothing is ever clearly black or white.
还有一种观点是一切都是灰色的，都是模棱两可的。
That you should doubt everything.
你应该怀疑一切。
That you can be like skeptical and cynical about all the things around you.
你应该对一切都抱以批判或者犬儒的态度。
And I think the danger of that is you can be doubting everything that you forget that maybe sometimes your doubt itself is not a good thing.
你在怀疑一切的同时，也许你忽略了其实你的怀疑本身是值得怀疑的。
Because maybe your doubt reveals that you're not willing to be faithful to something, to be consistent about something.
你忽略了你是无法委身于任何的想法的。
So my point of saying is, people are always falling in somewhere in the spectrum of judging people for being doubtful and makes people feel unsafe. And the other side is, you're always doubting. You're not being very open to thinking through things.
所以我们大部分人是处在这个完全否定怀疑或者肯定怀疑的两极的中间的一个位置。
But the last thing I want to say about doubt is that there are too often reasons we doubt.
还有一点我要说，我们通常有两种原因来会产生疑虑。
Two common concerns that we have.
我们有一般会有两种担心。
And the idea, first of all, is in verse 3, it says here, is it verse 3? It says here,What have you given me, God? Like, what have you done for me? How can I truly trust you?
所以我们来看第三节，亚伯拉罕其实他的问题是说，你给了我什么呢？你为我做了什么呢？我怎么可以？你为我做了什么？我可以相信你。
Because the first question Abraham asks in this text is a question about God: Are you trustworthy? Can you follow through with your part of the bargain? Your promise.
亚伯拉罕的第一个问题是：上帝，你到底值不值得信赖？我是否可以相信你可以信守诺言
？And we all know that that's a really hard question.
我们知道这是一个非常难的问题。
Because when God asks you, when you ask the question of "Can I truly trust God?", what you're saying is, "Can I give up my life to God?"
所以这个问题其实本质就是你是否可以为了上帝而放弃而放下你的生命。
That sounds scary to a non-Christian, but to even the Christians, we know this is not an easy question to answer.
这个非基督徒也许听起来很可怕，但即便是基督徒，对于基督徒来说，这也是一个非常艰难的问题。
Because what you may be saying is what my life, what everything I thought was true, maybe some of it was wrong. Everything I hold dearest could be false.
因为你也会怀疑说你是不是你以前的认识也许通通是错的。
But when you look at verse 8, though,
当我们来看第八节的时候
the other question about doubt comes up.
另外一种怀疑出现了。
The second question is, how am I to know that I shall possess it? Verse
8. 亚伯兰在第八节说，我怎能知道必得这地为业呢？
And what he's saying is, how can I even trust myself that I'm able or capable enough to achieve what you say I can do?
第二种怀疑是怀疑自身，我到底有没有这个能力能够得到什么
？You see, the first question is a question about God's ability to achieve things.
所以，第一种怀疑是怀疑上帝是否能够实现一切的能力。
But the second one is a question of your own ability to achieve that accomplish that task.
第二种是怀疑你自己是否有某种能力。
What if I can't do what you're telling me I should be doing? What if I can't do it?
是在质疑你自己是。如果你自己失败了怎么样
？I don't even know about myself, my abilities.
我对我自己的能力都无法确信。
And I think those are the two reasons we doubt. We have a question for God, or we have a question of our own abilities.
这就是我们的两种怀疑：怀疑上帝，或者怀疑自己。
This is why you have to read the whole text. If you stop at verse 8, you don't get the story of how God comforts and deals with doubt in the rest of the text of chapter 15.
所以你需要完整的来阅读经文。不可以停在第八节。
And so it leads me to my second point. How does doubt overcome? How does God overcome this doubt?
这就来到我们第二点，我们如何战胜怀疑
Because the first thing God says right after the second question is verse 9 and 10.
然后就是第九到第十节上帝的回应。第九节，他说，你为我取一只三年的母牛，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只雏鸽。亚伯拉罕就取了这些来，每样劈开，分开，分成两半，一半对着一半的摆列，只有鸟没有劈开。
So God says, do this, do that.
所以上帝让他做这些事情。
And Abraham knows exactly what God is saying, and he just follows through with his part.
所以亚伯拉罕明白这些事情。
But we know what it is today because we, most of us here are Christians, so we've heard of the covenant, right?
我们这里大部分都是基督徒，所以你们一定听过立约这个概念。
But for those that aren't that have never heard this before, this was an agreement, a covenant, special circumstance.
如果你不是一个信徒，那我就告诉你，这就是一个特定环境下立的一个约定。
It's an idea of an agreement or a solid binding contract.
就是一个坚固的一个纽带一个契约
，and I think you're like, wait a second, this does not sound like any contract I write before.
这不是我以前签过的任何契约合同。
And I think in our world today, the way we write contracts is through paper and pen, right? We sign off our name.
今天在今天的世界，我们立约主要是通过签署一些文书。
And the agreement when you sign it is what I will honor this contract, the stated facts on this contract.
当你签字的时候，就表明你尊重这个纸上写的条款。
If I fail, then there is some sort of punishment or recourse for not honoring the paper.
如果你违约，那么你就要按照这个纸上的条款来付上代价。
And I was like, I asked our Bible study group on Friday, what are some contracts that we have to sign? And everybody gave a bunch of different ideas, right?
我们可能对于各种各样的合约有不一样的了解或者概念。
Yeah, you have your cell phone contract, not especially.
买手机会有签合约。
Right, your cars, that's important. That's a big contract.
买车也会签约。
Bigger one is a business deal or a house, right?
你买房也会有。
But the biggest one, of course, is your marriage, right? It's covenant, it's agreement.
你的婚姻也是一个约。
Right, but here, the way the old times when people signed agreements wasn't by signing by paper.
而在古代，人们立约的方式不是说来签署一个文件。
They acted out the consequences symbolically if you do not honor the contract.
他们是用象征的方法把这个违约的后果给演绎出来。
So they dramatize what will happen to you if you don't obey, you don't follow through your part.
他们把违约的后果，戏剧化的表现。
It's interesting because like I was thinking like imagine if you had to sign a contract this way today. It's kind of scary. You wouldn't want to not fail your contract.
这个画面放在今天的文化里，也许就有点可怕。
It'd be kind of cool too. It'd be like maybe not cool because a lot of dead animals, but just digression. Sorry. But the ancient way how they did it, you can see it in Jeremiah chapter 34. It talks a little bit about it.
我们看了耶利米书三十四章十八节，讲到了一些。
You can just read it, yeah.
这方面的事情，耶利米书三十四章第十八节，我必把那些违反我的约的人交出去，他们没有履行在我面前和我立约的誓言，就是他们把牛犊劈开两半，并且从两半中间走过去时立下的。
So even the imagery is in the Bible, okay.
所以这样的画面同样在圣经中也是存在的。
But I was like looking around, snooping around for more covenant agreements, and there's this old ancient Assyrian text like carved somewhere, and it has very similar illustration.
我们在古代亚述第八世纪的一些文本里也找到类似的描述。
Okay, just read it, yeah. Next slide. Yeah, just read it. Yeah, it's the Assyrian text.
Assyrian text.
Yeah, just read this head.
这是古代的阿舒尼拉利武士与亚述的马提路的立的约，约书上说，这个头不是羊的头，他就是马提路的头，也是他的儿子、他的官员、他的人民的头。如果马提路违反了这个约，那么他的头就会像这个羊的头一样被劈开。马提路的头也会这样被撕裂，他的儿子的头也会这样。
So this is how the old people did it. It says, if you don't honor your side, it's like you're getting cut in half like the animals.
所以这就是古代人的方式，如果你不守约，你的头就会被劈成两半。
This is why blood is spilled.
就会有流血。
And so the idea, even like in verse 18, when you read the word make a covenant in verse 18,
我们来看第十八节。
It says, the Lord made a covenant.
我们看到上帝跟他立约。
That word made is the idea of cutting.
也是通过这样一种把动物劈成两半的方式。
And Cammy pointed this out. She's like, "Oh, it's like the 美国成语, you know, the proverb, cutting a deal."
所以美国英语里有这样一句话 cut a deal 就是达成协议的意思。
And actually, I had to go look for it, and they actually don't know. They're saying it probably was tied to this covenant aspect, but it's like they found it later. It was reintroduced into the American vernacular.It is dirty. I don't know. It's just I was reading. I had to study it myself. So.
不知道这个美国成语跟这个是不是有关系。
But you see, it's not just the physical action, okay? It's symbolic that there's a curse that's placed upon that person if they don't honor the promise.
这里我们他预言的就是一个对于不守约的人会有怎么样的惩罚。
And so the question then is, how does God overcome this doubt that we have?
所以我们的问题是，上帝如何战胜我们的怀疑呢？
Because what happens in the following verses, okay, is really powerful.
我们看到接下来的经文是非常有能力的。
It gives Abraham no more questions to doubt God.
他让亚伯拉罕不再怀疑。
And so what was it?
这个经文是什么呢?
The first thing I want to say is the question, who walked through the cut pieces? Who walked through
the cut pieces? 第一个问题是谁走过了这些肉经过这些肉块。
In order to understand this, okay, who walked through the cut pieces? The next slide. Yeah, the next one. Who walked through it, the cut pieces? This is really crazy because you have to look first at verse 12.
我们来看第十二节，这里发生的事情非常的不可思议。
Because the sun was setting, and there was a deep sleep that fell on Abram.
第十二节，日头正落的时候，亚伯拉罕沉沉的睡了。
But it says here in verse 12, behold, a dreadful and great darkness fell upon him.
忽然有惊人的大黑暗落在他身上。
You see, this is kind of not understood by when we read it. It's kind of like, oh, it's dark, so whatever. But it's like a real scary darkness.
这是要注意，这是非常可怕的黑暗，而不是普通的天黑了。
It was one of those darknesses that wrecks you, that just totally messes with you. It's like you're so crushed by it, overwhelmed.
这样的黑暗是让人无法招架的。
And I think I would like to invite the thought that if you read right before, God said, let's make a covenant. This is really scary to Abram.
之前上帝对他说我们来立一个约，而这个场景对亚伯拉罕来说是非常可怕的。
Because the assumption is what? Abraham, I'm going to have to follow through.With my part, and I don't think I can do it, and I know the consequence will be the cut in half.
这意味着上帝说，我要与你立约，并且我清楚这个立约的代价。如果违约，将会被切成两半。
And if you've ever had dread, I don't know if you ever experienced dread, but like maybe you had really bad grades, or you knew that your bad grades are coming around the corner, and you cannot avoid it anymore, and you feel really sad and depressed, and you can't get over it. I almost feel like that's a glimpse of that dread.
如果你自己有这样经历非常恐怖的事情的亲身经历，你会明白，这是多么大的一种恐惧。
And the funny thing is, like, I understand this feeling because I didn't do so well in school sometimes, and so I would experience. But I think most of you are really good students, so that didn't happen as often.
有的时候我在学校会有这种恐怖，你们都是好学生，也许还好。
Yeah, but I want you to see who walks through the fire in verses 17 to 18.
我们来看第十。十七十八节到底是谁走过了这些肉块
Because when the sun had gone down, it was dark, and behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between the pieces.
第十七节，日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉并烧着的火把从那些肉块中经过。
And that idea is of the idea that's very similar to in Exodus, the story of the flaming pillar, the cloud.Right, the pillar of flame and cloud at night, or smoke at night.
这个场景有点像出埃及记里面所记录的西乃山冒烟冒火，或者是保守以色列人的云柱火柱。
What was being said is God is saying is that's God, that's presence is with you.
这就是上帝的同在。
And who walks through the cut pieces there was God.
所以走过这些肉块的人是上帝自己。
Basically what he's saying is, I am going to give you this land. I am going to keep my promises.
所以上帝在告诉亚伯拉罕，我会给你 这地为业，这我会信守我的诺言。
May I be held accountable to that promise.
我会为这样的应许负责。
If I fail, the curse of that punishment is on me.
如果我不能信守这个诺言，那么这个责罚是落在我自己身上。
Right, and of course, we're like, yeah, of course, God is going to keep his promise. There's no way he's not going to back. He's infinitely God.
也许你会说，上帝是，是无限的，是永能的，他当然可以守约了。
But what about if, well, but how about Abraham? If he can't do his part of the bargain, he's in trouble.
那对于亚伯拉罕来说，如果他无法守约呢？
And that leads me to my second part.
这就是我们讲的第二部分。
Who doesn't walk through the pieces?
谁没有走过那些肉块？
Because when you read verse 18,
第十八节。
It says, on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham.
当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约。
And I want you to see that the only person that walks through is God.
我们看到这里只有上帝走过那些肉块。
And this is unique because in covenants, and you know this, maybe Chinese people know this, I don't know if Chinese people know this, but it should, is the idea that the king usually doesn't have to walk through any sort of agreement. Why would the king have to do it? Usually it's the servant that does it.
所以我们尤其在中东方文化里经常看到的是不是一个国王亲自与别人立约而是他的臣下带他来签署一些协议。
Right, but here, God walks through this covenant.
但这里上帝亲自走过这些肉块。
And what God is saying to Abraham is really powerful. This is one of the most important things you could ever learn.
这里有一个非常重要的信息。
And what Abraham he says to him is, don't be afraid.
他让亚伯兰不要惧怕。
I'm going to bless you.
我会祝福你。
No matter if you fail or not, I will pay the penalty.
不管你是否能够做成，我自己会付上代价。
I will hold myself accountable for my promise and your promise.
我自己会为我的承诺并为你的承诺而负责。
I pay for it all.
我为所有的承诺付上代价。
You see, this is a one-sided covenant.
这是一个单方面的约。
And I think that's such an incredible, incredible promise that God makes.
这是一个不可思议的应许。
Because Abraham doesn't have to pay the cost of that covenant.
因为亚伯拉罕永远不需要为这样的约付上代价。
So it's really, it's a God covenant.
所以这是上帝的约。
And here's the thing. When you see this idea of darkness, this dread, who pays for this covenant later?
所以我们看到当上帝立下这个约的时候后来谁为这个约付上代价呢
Because when you go to Mark chapter 15 verse 33
马可福音十五章三十三节
A darkness falls on the whole land
从五镇到深处遍地都黑暗
From 12 to 3
也就是中午十二点到下午三点
At a hill called Calvary
整个各个他山 都在黑暗当中
Jesus is dying on the cross
耶稣在那里死去
You know, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他在十字架上说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And when you look at Isaiah 53, it talks about the Savior that comes, who dies for our sins.
这就是我们的救主，他来到世上为我们的罪而死。
And the idea that I'm in the dark, I'm cut off, I'm alone, the dread comes upon Jesus.
我们看到的是上帝自己付上了代价，自己被破碎，被劈开。
Do you understand what? Do you guys understand where I'm going with this?
知道这是什么意思吗
？The God, through Jesus, was paying the condition for our sin, for our doubts.
耶稣为我们的怀疑，为我们的不信守诺言而付上代价。
Our inability to follow through with our part, He does through Jesus Christ.
我们自己软弱不能守约的地方，耶稣替我们成全了。
Christ redeems us by the curse, by becoming the curse for us.
耶稣救赎我们，他自己亲自承受了我们的诅咒。
And if you look at Galatians chapter 3, Paulo says the same stuff. Paul says the same stuff.
我们来看加拉太书第三章十三到十四节，保罗也说过类似的话。加拉太书三章十三节，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。第十四节。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福， 因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
God honors His covenant through Christ.
所以上帝通过耶稣基督来守他的约。
So that our doubt is accounted for. Do you see?
所以我们的疑虑也被也被付上代价了。
God keeps His promises.
上帝亲自来守他的约定。
And this leads me to my last thing. How do we respond?
所以最后一点，我们如何来回应？
I think there's two types of people here today.
今天这里有两种人。
There's first of all the non-Christian, the doubts.
第一种是怀疑，带有怀疑的非信徒。
And I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying you never committed to God anything, so you still have your doubts because everybody has doubts.
我不是在攻击你，但我只是说你没有委身于这样的信仰，你只是你有非常多的怀疑。每个人都有怀疑。
Do you realize that every other faith or religion that you believe in makes you walk through those pieces?
其实你相信任何一种信仰。都相信其他任何的宗教都要求你亲自走过那些肉块。
Because it means that you have to honor and follow through a moral, well-lived, comfortable life in faith.
这意味着你要在道德上，信守一些，遵守一些信条，好让你能够得到一些平安。
But if you fail, what happens to you?
但如果你失败，会得到什么呢？
You're destroyed by it.
你会被这样的约束打击。
You have no guarantee you can finish your part.
但是你没有保证你可以，信守你的诺言。
It is, but then when you turn to Hebrews chapter 6 in the scriptures, this is what God's, this is what the author of Hebrews says to the reader. And I want you to hear this text because it's so incredible.
我们来看希伯来书第六章，我们看到这里有非常奇异的解释。
Because I was talking to someone in our Bible study, and they're like asking all these questions about covenant stuff, and I was like, man, it sounds so familiar. Where is this question? And when you go to Hebrews, this is where it says this, and it's about Abraham. So I was like, do research. I realized it's connected.
其实希伯来书第六章十三到二十节是与亚伯拉罕紧密相连的。
Could you just read 13-19, 就好了。
Okay, 希伯来书第六章十三节，当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大可以指着启示的。就指着自己启示说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来。这样亚伯拉罕既恒久忍耐，就得了所应许的。人都是指着比自己大的启示，并且以启示为实据，了解各样的争论，了结各样的争论。照样神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。借这两件事，借这两件不可更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所、持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
Okay, and I want you to see in verse, especially verse 19, it says that you have a sure and steadfast anchor for the soul.
在这里第十九节讲到了灵魂的锚。
Because as a Christian, what you have is an anchor.
如果你是一个基督徒，那么你的灵魂已经抛下了这个锚。
And I would actually invite you to think that everybody here, if you were a boat as a person, you were a boat, we all have anchors.
如果人是一条船，每个人都有他的锚。
You have your anchor in something.
你的锚必须扎在一些事情身上。
But if you put your anchor in the wrong thing,It won't really attach, right?
但如果你把锚抛在错误的地方，它就不会牢固你。
It won't be secure.
就会非常的不安全。
So if whatever it is, okay, it could be a person, a relationship, it could be achievement, it could be success, wealth, whatever it is.
你抛锚的地所在可以是成就，可以是财富，可以是某一个人、一段关系。
Those secure anchored places will never work long term.
但这些都不是长期来说都不是可以永远坚固信靠的。
And maybe for some of you, you don't even have an anchor.
也许你根本就没有锚。
And if you know this in the boat, if you don't have an anchor, you're going to go everywhere the wind blows.
你也知道，如果一条船根本就没有锚，那你就会随波逐流，可以去任何的地方。
And so, my first thing is the non-Christian adults, you need to have an anchor into something.
所以如果你是非信徒，那么你的矛一定要扎在某个地方。
But the second person that's here, okay, there's probably three, but I'm just being more specific. There's a second person is the Christian that doubts.
第二种人呢，就是带着怀疑的基督徒。
And I think we're all that at some point or another.
那我们可能每个人都有差不多这样的经历。
And the problem with if you put your anchor down and it doesn't get secured to something solid, what happens?
如果你抛了锚，但是你还是不够稳固，那么是发生了什么样的事情？
Then you basically will just be dragged along by the current, but it's slower. That's all because your anchor's stuck, but it's dragging on the floor.
也许你的锚只是在这个河床的底部在拖曳。
Do you realize that when you are a Christian, you have an anchor that goes to the deepest, most solid rock? You are immovable in that.
如果你的锚其实如果扎得足够深的话，你是不可动摇的。
Why are you worried? Why are you anxious?
那你还为什么会担心，为什么会焦虑呢？
Do you realize that Christ has died and paid for your sins, that your sins have been washed away? You have hope in Christ Jesus now.
你真的知道耶稣基督已经为你而死，付上代价了吗？
Nothing can separate you from that love.
没有什么可以使你与神的爱隔绝。
So whatever storm you may encounter, whatever doubts you may encounter, you have a firm attachment of confidence in the infinite God.
所以无论在什么样的境遇，你永远都有一个深深的锚扎在上帝的爱里面。
And so that's kind of where I end today. I don't think doubt is a bad thing.
所以今天我们的结论就是怀疑不一定是一个坏事。
But my hope is if you doubt is to where is your anchor firmly established in?
但你要问的是你的锚究竟是坚固的扎在了哪里。
Because in the story of Abraham, in Genesis 15,
亚伯拉罕的故事，
God says, I am your anchor, I will follow through, I will be that covenant that I will honor.
在第十五章里，上帝告诉亚伯拉罕，我就是你的锚，我就是你可以信靠的地方。
And so may that encourage you as you go forward this year.
希望这个可以作为大家新年的勉励。
That you always know you have this anchor in Christ.
所以你可以确信你的锚深深地扎在耶稣基督里。
That in the darkness of doubt, God has walked through that doubt for you.
所以这个怀疑中的黑暗，上帝已经替你走过了。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
亲爱的天父，
thank you so much for this text.
感谢你赐给我们这样的经文。
Thank you so much for the story that you have provided such a beautiful and amazing testimony of your love and your grace to us.
感谢你赐给我们这样看到这样的故事来见证奇异的伟大的爱。
I confess, Lord, like my brothers, sisters, and friends here, I struggle with doubt too sometimes.
主啊，我们的弟兄姊妹，我们的朋友，我们自己，也许都曾经与有这样怀疑上的挣扎。
And Lord, we know that you love us in the midst of our doubts.
主啊，即便我们被困在怀疑的迷雾当中，你仍然是深爱我们的。
Sometimes the question is whether you're faithful.
有的时候我们会怀疑你是不是可信靠。
But here you show us you are faithful.
但是你在这里彰显给我们看，你是信实的。
Sometimes we wonder if we're good enough to accomplish what you ask us to do.
有的时候我们怀疑自己是否足够优秀，能够完成一些应许。
And we realize that it's you that our work, your work, is more than sufficient to cover our inability to finish.
但我们应该意识到，你的恩典够我们用来，战胜我们自己的软弱。
So we have this absolute rock that we can stand on.
所以你是我们坚固的磐石，我们可以扎根在其中。
We can anchor on.
我们可以抛锚在这其上。
And we never have to worry about being tossed to and fro in the storm of life.
所以我们永远不用担心自己会被风浪所卷走。
For the non-Christians here, I pray that their doubts, that they would find a measure of peace in your story, in your goodness.
所以对于那些非信徒来说，也许你还寄希望于你的善行。
That they would desire not to anchor their anchor in the limited things of this world that are not solid.
但你要认识到，你所抛锚的根基是不牢固的。
And find their deep rest and comfort in you.
你也许无法找到深层次的平安与安息。
And for those that are here that are struggling in their faith as Christians, brothers and sisters.
不论你是否是信徒，如果你此刻真有这样的疑虑，
I pray that we will return to the story and be reminded of your love for us.
我们祷告，希望你可以来回到这样的故事来看到上帝的信息。
Thank you so much again.
感谢主。
In Jesus Christ's name.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣
名。
Amen.
Amen.
让我们一起唱回应诗歌耶稣我曾应许。 Let us sing a response, O Jesus, I have promised.